Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The Lord, being baptized by John with water, is led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be baptized by the fire of temptation. Whoever thou art, then, that after thy baptism sufferest grievous trials, be not troubled thereat, for this thou receivest arms to fight, not to sit idle. God does not hold all trial from us, first, that we may feel that we are become stronger, secondly, that we may not be puffed up by the greatness of the gifts we have received, thirdly, that the devil may have experience that we have entirely renounced him, fourthly, that by it we may be made stronger, fifthly, that we may receive a sign of the treasure entrusted to us, for the devil would not come upon us to tempt us did he not see us advanced to great honors. The devil's snares are chiefly spread for the sanctified, because a victory over the saints is more desired than over others. Why did Christ offer himself to temptation? That he might be our mediator in vanquishing temptation, not by aid only, but by example. He was led, not against his will, or as a prisoner, but as by a desire for the conflict. The devil comes against men to tempt them, but since he could not come against Christ, therefore Christ came against the devil. We should know that there are three modes of temptation: suggestion, delight, and consent. When we are tempted, commonly fall into delight or consent, because being born of the sin of the flesh, we bear with us whence we afford strength for the contest. But God, who incarnate of the Virgin's womb, came into the world without sin, carried within him nothing of a contrary nature. He could then be tempted by suggestion, but the delight of sin never gnawed his soul, and therefore all the temptation of the devil was without, not within him. And that you may learn how great a good is fasting, and what a mighty shield against the devil, and that after baptism you ought to give attention to fasting and not to lusts, therefore Christ fasted, not himself needing it, but teaching us by his example. And to fix the measure of our quadragesimal fast, he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Therefore we also in the season of Lent, now as much as in us lies, afflict our flesh by abstinence. Now, let us shortly review what is signified by Christ's temptations. The fasting is abstinence from things evil. Hunger is the desire of evil. Bread is the gratification of the desire. He who indulges himself in any evil thing turns stones into bread. Let him answer to the devil's persuasions that man does not live by the indulgences of desire alone, but by keeping the commands of God. When any is puffed up as though he were holy, he is led to the temple, and when he esteems himself to have reached the summit of holiness, he is set on a pinnacle of the temple. And this temptation follows the first, because victory over temptation begets conceit. But observe that Christ had voluntarily undertaken the fasting, but was led to the temple by the devil. Therefore, do you voluntarily use praiseworthy abstinence, but suffer yourself not to be exalted to the summit of sanctity. Fly high-mindedness, and you will not suffer a fall. The ascent of the mountain is the going forward to the great riches, and the glory of this world, which springs from pride of heart. When you desire to become rich, that is, to ascend the mountain, you begin to think of the ways of gaining wealth and honors, and then the prince of this world is showing you the glory of his kingdom. In the third place, he provides you reasons that if you seek to obtain all these things, you should serve him and neglect the righteousness of God. When we have overcome the devil and bruised his head, we see that angels' ministry and the offices of heavenly virtues will not be wanting to us. From the Cantina Aria of St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Matthew, Chapter 4, Saints Chrysostom, Hilary, Augustine, Jerome, and Gregory.